WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, January 5th. Coming up, we take you to Rockford, where the community has protested since news of school police body slamming a student first surfaced in October. That story from Peter Medlin in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois' congressional delegation remains split on their choices for the U.S. House's next speaker. However, as Will Bauer reports, both Representatives Mike Bost and Nikki Budzinski are eager to put it behind them.
Republican Mike Bost says he'll remain steadfast in his support for Kevin McCarthy as speaker. The congressman from Illinois' 12th District says he is trying to convince the members of the Freedom Caucus who are voting for someone other than McCarthy.
20 of 221 should not be able to force us into this situation.
On the Democratic side, newly elected Nikki Budzinski says she'll continue to vote for Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. The congresswoman from the 13th District says she's anxious to get sworn into office, which doesn't happen until a new speaker is elected.
And I think it's time that they start to govern and do their jobs.
Among Budzinski's top priorities is helping shape the new farm bill. Republican Bost says he looks forward to his work on the House's Veteran Affairs Committee as the ranking member. I'm Will Bauer.
An insurance analyst projects State Farm will soon fall behind Geico and Progressive as the nation's top auto insurer. Fitch Ratings head of property and casualty insurance, Jim Auden, had projected the takeover this year, but now says that will likely be delayed after a difficult year for all auto insurers.
Inevitably, Geico and Progressive will pass them up. Probably not in 23 based on this recent shift in trend, but those companies continue to succeed in their chosen business.
Auden says auto insurers enjoyed record profits in 2020 when people started driving less. He says claims rose dramatically over the last 2 years, along with higher costs for replacement parts and more litigation to challenge the costlier claims. State Farm says the company is on pace for a record year in auto policies. Applicants seeking to fill the state Senate seat left vacant by the death last month of Scott Bennett appeared at an online forum last night to make their case to local Democrats. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
10 residents of the 52nd Senate District have applied to serve in Scott Bennett's place. Most said they wanted to serve as Bennett did.
Scott Bennett was someone who I always looked up to. His style of leadership was remarkable and how open he was.
I've had the pleasure of serving with Senator Bennett for the last 8 years and passing many pieces of legislation.
I marvel at what Scott Bennett accomplished during his short time with us.
I know that Senator Bennett practiced common sense and compassion. I hope to continue his legacy.
That was Champaign County Board Chairman Kyle Patterson, State Representative Carol Ammons, City of Champaign Township Assessor Paul Faraci, and Business Counselor Mackenzie Ellis-White, the only applicant from Vermilion County. Democratic Party chairs in Vermilion and Champaign County will cast weighted votes. The Champaign County vote is bigger to select the new state senator. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
Too many turnovers and too many fouls hindered the Illinois men's basketball team in a 73-60 loss at Northwestern last night. Three Illini players fouled out of the game as the Wildcats outscored Illinois 32-6 from the free throw line. Illinois head coach Brad Underwood says his team simply failed to execute the game plan on offense, which led to 15 turnovers.
The lack of discipline, that's on me. I don't have these guys. I just don't have these guys doing anything that resembles basketball in the offensive end. Nothing.
The Illini are now 0-3 in Big Ten Conference play, with a home game against 14th-ranked Wisconsin coming up on Saturday. Northwestern improved to 2-1 in the Big Ten. Matthew Meyer led Illinois with 17 points. Still to come, we take a closer look at the reaction to school violence in Rockford. That story from Peter Medlin is coming up next on 217 Today.
People have stories about their old car, that long family road trip, or that first car they bought on their own. Cars generate other kinds of stories and shared experiences, much like the stories you hear on WILL. When you donate a vehicle to this station by December 31st, you could get a tax break for 2019. Call 855-845-1960 or go to will.illinois.edu/cardonation.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The Rockford community has protested school violence since news of a student body slammed by school police surfaced in October. Some are disappointed with how the board has reacted to these protests since, by barring people from meetings and even violence from a board member. Peter Medlin reports.
In October, the family of a Rockford Public School student filed a federal civil rights lawsuit against the school board, a school resource officer, and several administrators from Auburn High School. The suit says that in the fall of 2021, Paris Moore, who was a freshman at the time and stood less than 5 feet tall, was body slammed by a school resource officer. Security footage shows Officer Bradley Lauer slamming Moore's head on the concrete floor, knocking him unconscious and fracturing his skull. The 14-year-old's offense? Skipping part of his second period class and walking down the hall. The lawsuit also alleges a cover-up by the school district. The news did not sit well with Rockford residents, and in the weeks and months following the lawsuit, community members packed school board meetings to protest and give public comments.
You don't want to address the issue, you cowards! Because you don't want to address the issue, you use police officers and violence!
Nicholas Stange came to shoot video for the Rockford Anti-Police Violence Group May 30th Alliance. He stood in the back of the meeting and didn't make a comment. And afterwards, the local high school history teacher stood out in the snow capturing footage of the outside of the building. That's when a board member, Michael Connor, walked out, came right up to him, and swung.
Dude, you can't do that.
His punch hit Stange's camera, which was recording the whole incident. Connor repeats,
"You have no business.
What the hell was that?
You have
at Stange, and
you're trying to intimidate."
Connor resigned the next day. Stange says he got a sympathetic email from one board member, and at the next meeting, that same member talked about how he'd wished that he had intervened. But Stange says he still hasn't heard any remorse from the school board about what happened to Paris Moore in the first place.
To my knowledge, they haven't even expressed sympathy for the injuries he sustained. I understand it's illegal right now and you got to go through that, but there's no reason why you can't say, you know, we feel terrible about what happened.
He says it's also deeply frustrating that protesting school violence has led to more violence from the school district. Stange also mentions how several community members have been forcibly removed for speaking out at board meetings.
The violence that I've seen take place has not occurred by any of the May 30th members, by any of the community. It's been strictly by the police who bent that girl's arm as she was being escorted out and put in an elevator with four other police for simply speaking out at a meeting.
Ari Perez was pulled out of a November meeting by security for talking outside of the public comment section. The next time Perez came to a board meeting, two Rockford police officers, along with security guards, were waiting for him. They stopped him and told him he was banned from attending RPS school board meetings. Perez tried to ask for paperwork that explained why he was banned or for how long, but he says security told him that he already had that paperwork and that he needed to leave the property or they'd arrest him. Perez says he hadn't been handed anything. By mid-December, Perez finally received a letter in the mail from the board. It said that he had been banned for the rest of the school year because he, quote, attempted to disrupt and interrupt the regular business of the school board. Perez says he's not the only community member to receive a ban. Ricky Naylor is a community member who attends nearly every school board meeting, often speaking about racial inequity in the district.
We get called the police for making comments. Why didn't they call the police on the police when he slammed that kid? That was child abuse.
Just this past month, the attorneys for Paris Moore's family added a new complaint to the lawsuit, and it alleges that the school board attempted to pressure his family not to pursue legal action as part of a cover-up. That alleged cover-up and the board's silence about Paris Moore is why some members of the Rockford community aren't too bothered by people speaking up during meetings, even if it's outside of the public comment period. They think maybe that's what it'll take to hold the board accountable. The federal civil rights lawsuit against the school board, school resource officer, and Auburn High School administrators is still pending. I'm Peter Medlin.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have cloudy skies today with light snow likely and a high of 35 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Will Bauer, Eric Stock, Jim Meadows, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.